This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. Governments around the world are grappling today with how to implement border closures, travel restrictions, and lockdowns that have caused transportation chaos and imperiled economies. Authorities say the measures are needed to slow the coronavirus pandemic. European Union leaders agreed to shut down the bloc's external borders for 30 days. EU Council President Charles Michel.
To limit the spread of the virus globally, we agreed to reinforce our external borders by applying a coordinated temporary restriction of non-essential travel to the EU for a period of 30 days.
The US and Canada are working on a mutual ban on non-essential travel between the two countries. Meanwhile, a large US West Coast city is under a shelter-in-place order, and a major East Coast city may be next. The AP's Ed Donahue reports.
About 7 million people around San Francisco can only leave their homes for essential reasons. These are the strictest measures so far in America, similar to orders in parts of Europe. New York Mayor Bill de Blasio has this in mind.
I think New Yorkers should be prepared right now for the possibility of a shelter-in-place order. It has not happened yet.
But Governor Andrew Cuomo's office immediately pushed back on the idea of a shelter-in-place order for the city, but he favors social distancing.
How can you reduce the flow? You reduce the spread. How do you reduce the spread? You close down more interaction among people.
The governor says New York City would need state approval for a shelter-in-place. I'm Ed Donahue.
For more information on the coronavirus, please go to voanews.com and learn about the symptoms and the latest information. You can also download the information from the VOA mobile app. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. Elsewhere, the leaders of the world's 20 biggest economies are trying to organize a virtual meeting next week to discuss a coordinated response to the coronavirus pandemic. AP's Julie Walker has more.
Saudi Arabia, which leads the G20, says it will act in any way necessary to alleviate the impact of the coronavirus and put forward coordinated policies to protect people and safeguard the global economy. But Hong Kong-based financial analyst Louis Wong says that may not be enough to stop the market volatility.
Governments are trying very hard to roll out supportive measures to stabilize the economy. But on the other hand, the spread of the coronavirus is in some countries seems to be out of control.
He says investors are torn between the two uncertainties. I'm Julie Walker.
Former Vice President Joe Biden swept to a decisive victory in three Democratic primaries Tuesday night. AP's Tim McGuire reports Biden and rival Senator Bernie Sanders focused on the coronavirus pandemic after the results came in.
After the results were known, both major candidates left in the race for the Democratic Party's presidential nomination focused their remarks on the COVID-19 outbreak. Former Vice President Joe Biden saying that the people of this country will overcome the current crisis.
That's who we are. Ordinary people doing extraordinary things when the need arises.
Senator Bernie Sanders calls on the government to put Medicare in charge of all the medical coverage.
I believe we must do is empower Medicare to cover all medical bills during this emergency.
I'm Tim McGuire.
An NBA superstar is among four Brooklyn Nets to contract the coronavirus. AP's Tom Merriman reports.
Four members of the Brooklyn Nets, including Kevin Durant, have tested positive for the coronavirus. That brings the total of NBA players to at least seven, with Utah's Rudy Gobert and Donovan Mitchell and Detroit's Christian Wood previously testing positive. Durant confirmed his positive results to The Atlantic. He has not played at all this season as he recovers from an Achilles tear in last year's playoffs. The Nets organization did not name the other three players, but did say one of the four is exhibiting symptoms while the other three are asymptomatic. The Nets say they are notifying anyone who had been in contact with the players in any capacity. I'm Tom Merriam.
China says it is expelling reporters from three major U.S. newspapers, the New York Times, the Washington Post, and the Wall Street Journal, in response to what officials say is unwarranted restrictions on Chinese media agencies. In addition, Beijing ordered two other news outlets, Time Magazine and the independent U.S.-funded Voice of America news operation, to give Chinese authorities detailed information about their work in China. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo criticized China's action. From Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.